the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE, today's modern worship, 91.5 FM on the dial if you're looking for it. And you can find it a few other places depending on where you are throughout the county. And if you miss it on WMIE at 8:30 of the morning, you can catch it here at 5 o'clock of an evening. Miss that one. You can also catch it 10:30 of the morning on WWBC 1510 AM. Miss that, and you can go to the website, and you can find it there on the Listen on Demand feature at the bottom of the page. Type in a date, click on that date. You'll get a little drop-down menu or a little menu that pops up there with a bunch of different programs that WMIE has available. Click on Refresh with Bob Arthurs, and bam, you are listening to the program. You can listen to it anytime that you want. You can download it. You can actually download it and listen to it later if you want. There's all sorts of different ways that you can listen to this program. And if you find something that you like, hear something that you like, let somebody else know if you would. We're looking to reach more people, not fewer people. And the way that that happens, I talked to a marketing company very early when we first came to Merritt Assembly of God. There was a marketing agency directly next door to us. And at that point in time, we had like 10 people in the church, and we didn't have a lot of money. And so I talked to her, and I said, you know, what do you have that we could do that would help us in building the church? And this is what this marketing expert told me. She said, Pastor, the only thing that we have ever found to be effective in building a church is word of mouth. Of the people who know you, the people who listen to you, the people who sit under your ministry, actually going and talking to other people, building relationship with them. And so we would like to encourage you to invite others to listen to the program. If you're driving down the road with someone else in the car, put the radio program on. And, you know, it might be a timely word in due season for that person in their life. We want to say thank you today to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. There are going to be a lot of people outside. A lot of people will be off tomorrow celebrating Independence Day. And that means the doors are going to be opening and closing and opening and closing. And if you're at home and you're doing laundry and you've got the stove and the oven, That's going to be a lot of stress on AC systems. And if yours fails to live up to the task, I want to give you this number in advance, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284, Bill Andriak at Creative AC Solutions. If you're in the central part of Brevard County, write that number down in case you have a problem. Listeners have contacted Bill Andriak. They have been extremely pleased with the things that he has done for them, has informed them of. I think back into our early days when a lady had been told, you need a whole new system. And Bill went out there, examined the situation, and told that lady that she didn't need a new system at that time. She just needed a minor repair that was a fraction of the cost of a brand new system. I'm not telling you that that's the news you're going to hear, but he will be forthright and honest with you, and treat you well. And that's about the most you can ask for in this day and time. So I encourage you to give him a call, 321-759-3284. So I just heard another tip about the hot weather. You know, I told on yesterday's program about air pressure, and another person commented to me after that and said, hey, make sure you don't fill your gas tank all the way up as well, because believe it or not, the temperature also causes contraction and expansion in those things. So you want to actually, if you're going to put gas in your car, you want to put gas in during the cool of the day, and you don't want to fill it all the way up to the top. That's just some of the logistics behind getting the biggest bang for your buck, if you will. So do be praying for our kids. They're off at camp this week and having a great time. We'll be going and picking them up later this week. And last year they had a wonderful encounter with Jesus, and the reports that we had coming in from camps that had already taken place this year have been glorious as well. In fact, the Assemblies of God puts on 4 weeks of camp for junior high and high school age kids. 4 weeks. All 4 weeks were filled beyond capacity. And they had to make alternative housing arrangements as a result of that. And that's called a good problem. I don't know about you, but I tend to identify problems in my life as good problems or bad problems. And when you've got more people wanting to come to your event than you can handle, that's a good problem. That's a good problem. So be praying for our kids and safe travels for all involved. You might think that that's something you don't need to think about or pray about, but as a pastor, when you read about this youth group was involved in a transportation accident, or this happened at a camp or something like that, pastors know you need to pray for people even when they are not just attending your local church. And so we want to pray for young people this summer, that they don't go into a spiritual backslide, but instead they advance in their relationship with God. We're going to go back to Matthew chapter 25. We're not going to read the whole passage today like we did yesterday. By the way, there is no service tonight at Merit Assembly of God. We take this Wednesday night off every year because our kids are away at camp. It gives our teachers and our workers a little bit of a chance to recharge from the busyness of ministry. We may not be a large church, but we are certainly active in ministry. And I tell our congregation all the time how honored I am to be the pastor of this church, because of the character, the quality, the nature of the people. They have huge, huge hearts and super abundant faith for what God is doing. And I wouldn't be able to do what I am doing at this point in time if it wasn't for God bringing such tremendous people to Merit Assembly of God. Verse number 14, Matthew chapter 25. For the kingdom of heaven, let me go back up. Verse number 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Verse number 19, and after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Verse 20, so he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. That's where we're going to stop the reading there for today. So yesterday we talked about that these resources that are delivered from God are delivered to his servants, not just to people who are not going to do anything with them, but people who recognize that they have been called into the kingdom of God, not just as participators at a banquet table, but as laborers. And, you know, the scripture, it says, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest field. Okay, so you and I are supposed to be his servants. We are supposed to be intent on utilizing the resources that God entrusts to us. It says that he delivered his goods to them. They are not our funds to squander. They are our time is not our time to waste. It is God's time. Our the number of heartbeats that we have, those are God's. He's numbered our days. He orders our steps. He directs our paths. He formed us with a divine purpose in mind before the world ever began. He has a purpose for you and I to exist. It says he delivered his goods to them. The Bible, describes the gifts of the Holy Spirit or manifestations of the Holy Spirit, that they are distributed throughout the body of Christ, each man severally as he, the Holy Spirit, wills. Okay? And so you cannot will yourself to be endowed or have the gifts delivered to you. But I can tell you this, that the Holy Spirit longs to deliver the gifts of the Holy Spirit to the body of Christ. They are his gifts. He delivers them according to the will and the purpose of God the Father. And you and I are supposed to utilize those gifts to build up the body of Christ. Let me take you over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, just so you know that I'm not making this up. And it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversity of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit. By the way, that is not just faith in general. That is the gift of faith. That is a time when faith is needed. And God says, I'm going to give you this dispensation of faith right now because faith needs to be put into action. By the way, faith is not just a mindset. It is an action. It is an action word. To another, gifts of healing. So by the same Spirit, that word healings is plural. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Verse number 7 says that these manifestations or gifts are given to each one for the profit of all. It's not so that we can go around and have a merit badge that is pinned upon us and say, I've got this gift. Literally known ministries who said, I operate in all nine of these gifts, or I operate in seven of the nine, you know. I operate in all five offices of ministry that is described in the Word of God. You know, I'm not concerned with numeration of them. What I'm looking for is to be of benefit, of saying, God, you know what I need to do the job that you have assigned me to do. and I won't need to operate in those gifts, so that it profits everyone. So it benefits everyone. Merit Assembly of God has raised up some incredible, incredible young people. We've struck out a couple of times, struck out too many times, let's put it that way. But we have raised up a number of young people from not having any acknowledgement of a gift whatsoever, to where they became phenomenally gifted. Some of them became phenomenal musicians. Some became phenomenal in their ministries. And it didn't just happen when I got here. There are people who are in the ministry that got saved at Merit Assembly of God before I ever came on the scene. They testified to me later. They said, "Where are you at?" And I said, "Merit Assembly of God." And they said, "Well, that's where I gave my heart to Jesus." And now they're serving across the body of Christ, some of them in different states and all sorts of things. We are just glad that we were able to have a part. God knows what your ability is. One of the other things that I want to talk about, we talked about some of that stuff yesterday, but today I want to impart to you that as we walk with God and learn from God, that God will not only deliver his goods to us, but he will deliver his strategies to us. The Bible says that God does not do anything without first revealing it to his servants, the prophets. Okay? You and I are supposed to be people of great understanding. We are supposed to have the ability to produce wealth. If God gives us something, he gives you seed to sow and bread to eat. A lot of people want to eat all their seed. They just want to consume everything. You know what? That is a quick way to starvation. But once you understand the principle of seed time and harvest, which God told Noah was going to endure as long as the earth endures, that there would be summer and winter, there would be cold, there would be heat, and there would be seed time and harvest. Once you understand that there is an investment to be made that is going to yield a 30-fold or 60-fold or 100-fold return, then it changes your process. You're not just there spending everything that you've got or consuming everything. You realize that God has different strategies than the world has to employ. And this master, I guarantee you, because he had spent time to know each of these individuals, he had determined their abilities, and he had imparted his strategies to them to the point that he knew that there was going to be an accountability, okay? He would be a horrible employer if he did not train his employees in how they were supposed to do their job, okay? In the impartation or the delivery of those strategies that God gives to them, they would get to understand what type of boss they were working for. And there were two different revelations that the three employees made. The employee who said, who didn't want to do anything because he was afraid of what he might lose. Okay. Now I want to ask you here to look at this. Okay. So the master entrusts five talents to one, and in strict measurements, that means 75 pounds worth of resources. If he entrusted to him 75 pounds of gold, that's a lot of money. He entrusts, so 75 times 5 is 375 pounds of gold. He entrusts to another one, he entrusts to him 150 pounds of gold. So you've got 375 and 150, you've got 525 pounds. We're not talking about a master who is strained at the resources. He adds another 75, so you got 375 and 75, 450 and 150. We're talking about 600 pounds of gold. So we're talking about a guy who's pretty willing to endowed as far as financial resources go, if we were to look at the economics of the situation. The person that was endowed with one gift or one talent because the master recognized that that was all the ability that he had to manage at that point in time, he was afraid that he was going to lose that. So he operated from a premise of inaction due to fear of loss. I guarantee you, you will never advance by doing nothing. The master didn't get where he was by doing nothing. You're never going to get any place sitting at home and saying, you know what, I can't do this. There are people that I know that have extreme challenges physically, but they're still utilizing the gifts that they do have. There are gifts that they don't have, but they utilize the gifts that they do have. So this servant who chose inaction over action, who chose fear of failure over the joy of faith, he looked at the owner, the master, and he said, I know that you are a hard man. I know that you are an opportunist. You reap where you haven't sown. You gather where you seed. And I was terrified of you, and so I went and hid your talent in the ground. And look, you haven't lost anything. Can I tell you something? You didn't get saved just for your own sake. Your kids, your spouse, your coworkers, your neighbors, they need you to understand God is not an abusive person to do life with. He is a tremendous person to do life with. And that's what the other two said. They operated from the mindset that he's coming back, there's going to be an accounting that takes place, and when that accounting takes place, there is going to be a proclamation. There is going to be a decree. I don't think that this was just a one-time shot. I think that the guy with five had started off probably with one at one point in time, and then two at another point in time, and develop to that place of five. And he said, you know what? Every time we employ the master strategy with the master's resources, with our abilities to partner with him, when we're doing it for the advancement of his cause, every time there is blessing that comes as a result of that. Can I ask you today, what's your mindset towards God? We've all experienced hurt. We've all experienced setbacks. We've all experienced disappointments. But you know what? I've always found that God was a God of tender mercy, of compassion, who extended his mercies to a thousand generations. I found that he was always a God who is willing to forgive, a God who is willing to teach, a God who is willing to instruct, and a God who is willing to partner and walk with us. Listen, I don't think that this guy walked away saying, you know, I sure hope they don't mess everything up when I got back. I believe that he walked with them long enough to know that he had some confident expectations of what he was going to find when he got back. God knows, if you're a businessman today, I can tell you that God's got the strategy for your business, not only to grow so that your financial needs are met, but so that you can make kingdom impact. I believe that if you're getting married today, God's got a strategy on how you can become the best spouse that you can be. Listen, you cannot substitute man's strategies for God's strategies and expect to get the same result. But I will tell you this, when you've walked with God, when you know God and God knows you and he resources you, gives you his strategy and acknowledges your ability, you're going to find that when he comes back, there is going to be a blessing that is waiting for you. When we were working so diligently in the days before the funeral that we had here a week and a half ago, I told our work crew that was working, I said, guys, I want you to know there's good news. First of all, we don't do this for a living. It was hard work. Second is this, we're not going to lose our reward. I can tell you that anything that you do for Jesus, every time you activate your faith that God has entrusted to you, every time you get up of a morning and you say, God, I'm going to live this day for your glory. Everything I do today is going to be for the glory of God. I can tell you that you will not lose your reward. God is a tremendous accountant. He's a tremendous accountant. 1 year, our church shrunk, but the kingdom grew. We had prayed for a person. We had watched as the wife got saved. We watched as the kids got saved. The husband had not got saved. And finally, after a number of years, the husband gave his heart to Jesus, and the kingdom grew. And right after he got saved, his job transferred him out of state. Our church shrunk. And God spoke to me and he said, you don't worry about my accounting system. I know how to reward those who have been faithful. You know what happened? They got to their new location and they served faithfully, diligently for decades now. Trust God. He is a good person to work for. See you next
time.
Thank you
for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Your love has captured me. Your grace has set me free. Your love, the air I breathe. Be glorified. Your love has captured me. Set me free. Your life, the air I breathe. Be glorified in me. You set my feet to dancing. You set my heart on fire. In the presence of a thousand kings.